Stephen Teal here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny mid-California. We're not in Southern California right now. If you're watching, you can tell it's not our normal background.
San Francisco, actually.
Yes. What would you call that? Mid? It's not northern.
I would call it mid. I was just thinking
that. Technically,
so it is
they
mid.
Say
it's
they're
middle.
Northern.
You'd think it's Northern California, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's right in the middle.
Exactly.
Before we get into it, I'm sorry. Today, Jill and I talk about how buyers are more willing than ever to sell. Yeah, that's really, Steve. That sounds like you're making that up. No,
exactly.
it's the environment that we're in. The economic environment is dictating. It's putting a little flair under the seller's butt. But at the same time, and I have to say, I've never seen anything like this in my career. At the same time, it's buyers are willing to buy. Mm-hmm. So that's what's so unique about this. You can always find really willing sellers based on the geography you go, but it seems like it applies to everything right now for land. I'm talking about not necessarily houses.
Exactly.
And buyers are pretty willing to buy within a day's drive of pretty large cities.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Martin asks, does anyone have a certain criteria they look for when acquiring higher priced properties? For instance, what do you look for in a county when you're trying to buy higher priced properties with your blind offers? I currently buy myself mostly sub $40,000 properties, but it would be nice to move up to 100,000 plus properties. Just not sure what to look for when researching those. Any ideas from someone who actively buys higher priced land?
So, yes. May I?
No. What am I going to say?
If you've been through our education, I'm pretty sure Martin's a member. He might not be. But anyway, we all know that pricing any type of real estate starts with what you're going to sell it, the price you're going to sell it for.
Mm-hmm.
And then you back down from that based on where you think a logical gap is between what you're going to buy it and what you're going to sell it. So if you think you can very easily sell a property for $100,000, that's a wholesale number. Property's worth, let's say, $150,000, $130,000. And $100,000 is the number that you want to sell it for. You need to be buying that property for around $40,000 to $50,000 to make it worth it. So that's the answer. So if you're having success buying sub $40,000 properties, doubling your money, making $20,000, $30,000 on it, hopefully, it's the same exact thing. You just move it up a notch for the $100,000 property. I will say this. There's fewer of those properties. The more expensive those properties get, the numbers are fewer. And you want to make darn sure that the at that price range, you have an audience. And the audience is going to have some money. So they should be coming out of larger cities. So this is exactly what you're describing, is exactly what Jill and I are doing in our current mailers right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is we're buying, we are moving up. This is one of the reasons I chose this question. We're moving up this gap.
May I add?
Of course.
As far as a certain criteria, am I looking for an attribute? Am I looking for, now it's commercial land. Am I looking for agricultural land? No, don't even worry about it. It's going to naturally happen as you start just digging a little bit for those higher priced properties, like Stephen was saying. So when you go to a new area and you're looking at things that are selling, so what's going to happen is you're going to be looking for things that are selling between 100 and 120. It's going to have some other attribute. It's going to be closer in. It might be bigger property. It might have a vineyard next to it. It might be zone where you can grow marijuana on it or something like that. There's all kinds of things like that will naturally bring up the sales price of these properties, and then you back into them like Stephen said. But you don't need to sit there and stare at your data and try to figure out what you need to do differently when you're pulling the properties. It's just what it will happen.
Hey, it all comes down to starting with the sale price.
Yep.
And then I'll tell you what you don't want to do. You don't want to just say, you know what, I'm going to go to the middle of Montana. I want to buy properties that I know I can sell for $100,000, or I know I can buy it for $100 and sell it for $200. Here's an example of three properties that happened with over the last 3 years, and they were on the market for each of them for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an okay business model if you want to turn your money every 2 years and really just have a lot of patience. And so that as an investor, that doesn't go hand in hand. If you're going to increase the dollar size of these deals that you're doing, which I think is a fantastic idea right now, make sure that you have historical data and existing data that supports the fact that you can sell it pretty quickly. And not just data. You need to have, what Jill does is she goes in and talks to local people there, specifically real estate agents who are really smart about the market that you're talking about.
And find out what's moving.
Yeah.
That's the point.
It might be, you already found gold at the $40,000 mark. You know, that might just be, you know, Jill and I over the years have had a ton of consulting calls with people where they say some version of, boy, I killed it at $40,000 rate in, let's say, Iowa. I'm just picking a state. And I moved on to Texas and increased it to $100,000, and boy, I can't get a deal done. You know what I say? Go back to Iowa. Go back to Iowa and do twice as many deals if you've got it figured out.
Exactly.
You don't want to mess with what's
not literally go back to Iowa.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Today's topic, buyers are more willing to sell than ever. This is the meat of the show.
This is partially a continuation of what I talked about on my Facebook Live last week, which was awesome. Everybody was so appreciative of our situation and what was going on. So
tell us what our
situation
is.
Thank you. And by the way, I'm going to say if our equipment looks different, our audio might be different. Things are a lot different right now. So we'll just go with the word different. So we're working things out, and we apologize if it's not our usual standard and stuff. You could see I'm on my NFL headset. I'm about to call that last play that happened at the 23-yard line over there is how I feel.
You'd be good at that, Jill.
I would be good at that. All right, and they're down to the 23, first and 10, everyone. So anyway, we got broken into. So we're on a trip. We're out seeing property. We're half seeing property, half getting the heck out of Dodge. Why not? It's crazy where we live at the beach, and not in a good way.
The beach is crazy.
And it's the normal crazy I can handle, but the COVID crazy and the weirdness going on, it's getting a little much.
Yeah.
So we thought, let's go look at some property. And then we thought, hey, and here's the trifecta is our kid's not going back to school, so we can just take off. So we did.
And I'm fully aware that we are not the only one going through this.
This is true. Exactly. And so we take off on the road. Things are going great, having a good time. You know, let our guard down a little bit. Big mistake. Boy, did we get our hands slapped. Car got broken into. Window broken, equipment stolen. When I say equipment, I mean three of our laptops, all three. So here we are on new equipment, just kind of making do.
And I'll tell you, if the person who broke into our car and got that equipment is interested in buying and selling land, they're all set. Somehow, though.
I'm pretty sure that's not the case.
I don't think that's the personality type that did that.
They got all the data ready to go for our most recent mailer, and I wish them well.
And it's hot. Everything's backed up. There's no... It's the 21st century, so everything's auto-backed up. We didn't lose any data.
It's funny.
It was an inconvenience. That's it.
Yeah.
And so I have to reset everything.
A couple days of phone calls, police reports. Anyway, I don't want to bore you, or I don't want to complain. So anyway, that's what's going on. So in the middle of all this, things don't change. So, you know, I did my Facebook Live from my phone. We got this. We winged it. And here we are. And one of the things that I talked about last week was, you know, buyers are more willing than ever to sell. And it's so interesting because my Facebook topic was, what's different now in 2020 versus, you know, years ago? You know, what changes are we making? One of the things that we've seen is, you know, it's more than ever, they act more quickly. Our mailers hit. People are more excited to get our mailers. They're not sitting on them and putting them in a file quite as long as they normally
do. Right.
They might sleep on it for one night, but man, they're reaching out a lot quicker. So that is so interesting. I'm also getting a way better response and from smart people. It's, you know, not just the people that like, oh, wow, I just inherited that. I just need a quick little bit of cash. It's really smart people that, all right, I'm professional, you're professional. Yep. I do want to sell. Let's talk. So I even have to up my game, you know, a little bit. I'm not used to dealing with some of these very knowledgeable sellers. And let me tell you, boy, are they teaching me about the areas. That's the funniest part, too. You know, you learn really quickly when you send out a mailer if you price too high or too low in a certain part of a county, because the smart people will come forward and let you know what the what it's really worth in that area. So it's funny. And old and new mailers, another thing too, buyers are just more willing. I've got a lot of people, you know, it used to happen, you know, once, maybe a couple a month. Now it's getting to be more like a couple of weeks or a couple a week, where I have sellers from mailers from 2005, 2007 that are reaching out saying, hey, do you still want to buy this? And it's the only thing that's a bummer on those is some of them are just too small for me, that it's not worth my time. The things that I'm doing now, 15 years later, it's a little bit different than what I'm buying. But the point of this too is, for me, this is a great time. You know, people often say, shucks, I mean, did I miss the boat? I should have joined Land Academy in 2015 when they launched this. That would have been the time. You know, and really get going. I'd be all that. I'd be into it. I'd have this much money. But you know, it's even easier. And I don't know if we have a show about this or not coming up this week. Do we have a show this week about technical changes and data changes
and pricing and how you see things? Yeah. Okay. It's going to air on Thursday.
Okay, I'll save it. So there's other changes that we have experienced. So this whole week is looking back. I think from pre-Land Academy and launch of Land Academy, and now in 2020. And it's not just COVID times. It's just 2020. Things are easier.
Yeah.
But the good news is, and my final point of this whole topic is, the bottom line is people need cash right now.
That's right.
This their stimulus things are not continuing. By the time this airs, we don't know if it's going to be extended or not, this extra $600 a week that people are getting. So that may have been cut off. And even before that, people were worried because their jobs had changed anyway, and their lives had changed anyway. And for good and bad. Bad meaning they didn't have a job and the kids don't go to school. But the good news is, hey, now I don't have to live in this town. I don't have to pay this horrible rent, you know, so I don't have to deal with this commute kind of thing. Now I can make some different decisions.
I agree with everything you're saying, Joan, and people do need money. But I'm going to leave you with this thought on not only this episode, but probably several in the near future. Think about how lucky we really are. I mean, we have friends that are very, very well off, that are their income streams or stream singular have been cut off.
Yeah.
And everyone who's in this business, we've been working from home for the last decade, or we've been working at this on the side, and we see the value of rural land. We don't need, we have everything we need to do very, very, very well. And now, on topic here, we have sellers and buyers that are more willing, you know, it's just a great environment for us to thrive and to really turn the volume up on this. So, yeah, somebody broke into our car. So what? Did it stop us from doing shows? Did it stop us from doing the Thursday call? No. And it's just that we responded to that the same way we respond to doing mail. You know, so I got on the phone with the insurance company. I went to Best Buy, replaced the equipment. Went to Enterprise, replaced the car. And 2 or 3 hours later, we were having dinner, sipping a cocktail, laughing about it. You know, it wasn't funny at the time, but. And it's just like this economy. It's not funny at the time, but I'll tell you, you have to be resilient and adapt and overcome. So that's really the deal.
That was perfect.
God, oh my God, Steve, yeah, you sound like my dad again.
Happy you could join us today. Every day, Monday through Friday, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called The Thin Line Between Insulting a Seller and Pricing the Property to Actually Buy It. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I hope you're enjoying the natural sounds of landscaping in San Francisco in our background here as much as Jill and I are.
Isn't that nice? Gotta love it.
What's next, Jill? What else can we overcome?
Oh my gosh. I don't even want to know.
5 years.
What is the universe going to throw at us next? I'm ready, though.
Friday, we're airing our 5th anniversary show, and I'll tell you, I never thought, well, we'll talk about it on Friday.
The Land Academy Show remains commercial-free for you, our loyal listeners. So wherever you are watching or wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We're Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.